The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is what he proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we celebrate the feast of the baptism of the Lord, marking the end of the Christmas season and the beginning of ordinary time on the church calendar. The Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us holy baptism is the basis of the whole Christian life, the gateway to life in the Spirit, and the door which gives access to the other sacraments. Through baptism, we are freed from sin and reborn as sons of God. We become members of Christ, are incorporated into the Church, and made sharers in her mission. Baptism is the sacrament of regeneration through water in the Word. The Catechism goes on to tell us that from the very day of Pentecost, the Church has celebrated and administered holy baptism. We can read from the Acts of the Apostles how Peter spoke to the crowds, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added that day. Now, most of us were baptized as children, perhaps a few as adults, and some may not yet have been baptized, and for those we pray they will be baptized with the Holy Spirit, be freed of sin, and brought into God's holy church. Today, from the Gospel of Mark, we heard about Jesus being baptized in the Jordan River by John. I have stood at what is traditionally said to be the site on the Jordan where Jesus' baptism occurred, although there are at least two other places that claim that distinction. But accurate location or not, I can tell you it was an emotional experience to reach down and scoop a handful of water from the river in which Christ was baptized. But why was Jesus baptized? When we are baptized, it's to receive the Holy Spirit and be freed of sin. Jesus had no need of either of these. He is the Son of God, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born without sin. In his book, Jesus of Nazareth, From Baptism to the Jordan to the Transfiguration, then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, now Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, wrote, "Jesus loaded the burden of all mankind's guilt upon his shoulders. He bore it down into the depths of the Jordan. He inaugurated his public activity by stepping into the place of sinners. His inaugural gesture is an anticipation of the cross. The baptism is an acceptance of death for the sins of humanity, and the voice that calls out, 'This is my beloved Son,' over the baptismal waters is an anticipatory reference to the resurrection. Jesus was not baptized for his sin. He was baptized for ours." Mark's gospel then tells us when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan by John, on coming out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. Cardinal Ratzinger writes, The image of the dove may be reminiscent of what creation account in Genesis says about the Spirit brooding over the waters. The words like suggest it is a simile for something that ultimately cannot be described. He also points out that in this scene, together with the Son, we encounter the Father and the Holy Spirit. The mystery of the Trinitarian God beginning to emerge to be more fully realized when Jesus' earthly journey is completed at the Transfiguration. This event, Jesus' baptism, marks the beginning of his public ministry, ending on earth at his death and resurrection, after which he instructs his disciples to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. These are Jesus' instructions to us as well. As baptized Christians, he has sent us out to evangelize, to become his disciples and bring people to him through baptism with water, as he was baptized with water, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Of course, most of us, baptism is just the beginning of the journey. The Catechism tells us baptism is the sacrament of faith, but faith needs the community of believers. It is only within the faith of the church that each of the faithful can believe. The faith required for baptism is not a perfect and mature faith, but a beginning that is called to develop. For all the baptized, children or adults, faith must grow after baptism. This is why when we come to Mass, we do not just come to receive the Eucharist and leave. We have public prayer. We listen to the readings, the Psalms, the Gospel proclamation, to the homilies and the words of the priest as he celebrates the Mass. And through these, we learn and grow in our faith. Jesus calls us to our own personal holiness, but also to share our faith with others. It is why the diocese and the parishes offer classes, seminars, and retreats to teach us more about our faith so that we may grow in Christ and to provide us with the information we need to bring others to Christ. By baptism, all sins are forgiven. Original sin and all personal sin, as well as all punishment for sin. In those who have been reborn, though nothing remains that would impede their entry into the kingdom of God. But of course we are human, and so we sin again, and so do not remain for long in that state of perfect grace. As baptized Catholics, we also have a responsibility to avoid sin and the temptations that lead to sin. And when we do sin, which we will, we need to be genuinely sorry for having sinned, to repent and go to confession for the gift forgiveness of our sin, and to try our best not to sin again. This is how we maintain the state of grace that we were given at baptism. And the next time we have an opportunity to renew our baptismal promises, such as at Easter or when attending a baptism, we need to take it seriously, to listen to what is being said and what we are promising, and to do our very, very best to keep those promises to God.